won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, a breezy northwest wind, and highs in the mid-30s for your Sunday afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight and upper teens. On Monday, plentiful cloud cover across the area. Our winds turning to the south and highs in the lower 40s. It's 30 at our studios.
Welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's theme is all about revenge in country music. There are so many songs in country music, Drew, about revenge. I am really excited about the rundown we have today.
Oh, I'm very pumped about it. One thing that I can't say I was surprised about, but I was reminded of when I was doing research for this episode, was just how many women in country music love singing about getting revenge.
Yeah, that's really a theme that we see throughout the history of country music. There's songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I mean, it seems like every decade just has a bunch of revenge songs. And, you know, there's also murder ballads. I mean, there's a whole swing in country music between sort of, you know, revenge for a lost love all the way to, you know, a good old fashioned murder ballad.
Yeah, revenge can go, it can cover the gamut of human emotions. It's interesting, too, because I think it comes from a place of really negative human emotion and really positive human emotion. I think it comes from like wanting things to be fair, which I think is a good thing. I think like having a sense of justice is a good thing. And I think that's where the desire for revenge comes from. It's just that people let anger and hatred and their ego get involved. And that's like prime for country music. It's another reason country music is the greatest genre on earth, is that it can take two emotions like that, blend it into one theme. And whew, we got everything from, you know, keying trucks to like literally burying bodies in the river.
Yeah, there is something about that settling of the score, seeking justice, taking matters into your own hands. I think that's very country. The first song that we have today is by Garth Brooks. I love starting a show with a Garth Brooks song. The Thunder Rolls is one that I've seen in a few different places talking about a revenge. I love this song, and I'm really glad that we're starting the show off today with it.
Yeah, it's one of the best Garth Brooks songs, who's one of the best to ever do it. It's interesting. It is, certainly has a revenge element to it. I just always kind of considered it a cheating song, but it tells more of a story than that. It's not just about cheating. It is also, in fact, about revenge.
On the live version, there is a hidden verse that is like, she runs back down the hallway and through the bedroom door. She reaches for the pistol kept in the dresser drawer. She tells the lady in the mirror, he won't do this again. Tonight will be the last night that she'll wonder where he's been. So it is, there is like this hidden verse that that I think pulls that like murder ballad history that I think maybe a lot of people don't know.
Garth Brooks and the hidden verses. This song, Friends in Low Places. Man, what a guy who's great at creating lore. I do think I'd heard that and forgotten about it. What a great song.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here is The Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks.
Not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moon of summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. Thunder roll. every light is burning in the house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not arrived. Reckon it's the weather that's kept him out all night. Thunder roll. Thunder roll. Thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on the sleepless night as the storm blows on. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and the rain, a strange new perfume flows. The lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. Thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold, dark, on sleepless nights as the storm blows on out of control. Down the hallway and through the bedroom door, she reaches for the pistol kept in the dresser drawer. Tells the lady in the mirror he won't do this again, 'cause tonight will be the last time she'll wonder where he's been. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold, dark, on the sleepless night as the storm blows on out of control. Deep in her heart. The thunder
Well, next up, we have Revenge of a Middle-Aged Woman by Tracy Byrd. This is a song, actually, Drew, that I had not heard before. I didn't remember, at least, that I had heard it. But when I was doing research for the show today, it came up, and I really like it.
Yeah, I love Tracy Byrd. I like the song. Same for me. You put it on the list, and I said, what? Revenge of a Middle-Aged Woman? Man, that sounds dark. Because, you know, when young women get revenge, they take it a little easier on you, I feel like.
Yeah, that's what's so funny. I mean, it's just one of these country songs about divorce and, you know, the breaking up of a relationship. And I think that's something that we see a lot in country music. Oftentimes, you know, it's so interesting to see like the guy side of the story, right? Like, you know, I went fishing and my wife left me or whatever the songs tend to be. But the woman's side is a little bit of a different story.
I do feel like there's a trope in country music that when the guy gets left, he's very sad, but he's sort of hangdog about it. Like, I guess I deserved it. And when the woman gets left, it's very much like, not only did I not deserve it, I deserve better than I got even before he left me. And I'm about to take the house or burn it. One or the other, you pick.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here's Revenge of a Middle-Aged Woman by Tracy Byrd.
We'll be right back.
cheap car in Sunday classifieds. When an ad jumped out and hit me right between my bugged out eyes. It was a 2-year-old Mercedes for $700. I couldn't make my trembling fingers dial that number fast enough. The woman who picked up the phone said, yes, it's still for sale. But I've had about 1,000 calls, so you better move your tail. When I drove up that long driveway with the cash there in my hands, she met me at the garage in a short skirt and a tan. When we took it for a test drive, I couldn't believe my luck. She said, I'll throw in them Arnold Palmer golf clubs there in the trunk. None of this was making sense, but then it dawned on me when she referred to her old man as that cheating SOB. It was a classic case of a woman scorn. She'll make that man wish he had never been born. She's a 40-something-year-old judge and jury. Hell hath no fury like revenge of a middle-aged woman. So she took me out to breakfast, put it on his credit card, and by the time they poured the coffee, she was pouring out her heart. Stories of his sneaking round in sordid escapades, secretaries, waitresses, and bimbos half his age. She said, you know, there's one thing I ought to thank him for. Well, he ticked me off so much, I put new locks on the doors. It's a classic case of a woman scorn. She'll make that man wish he had never been born. She's a 40-something-year-old judge and jury. Hell hath no fury like revenge of a middle-aged woman. Well, I believe good wine and women get better with time. And if you ask me, that man's a fool, or else he must be blind. I'll never know his motives, can't get inside his head. But I'm driving that Mercedes, and I'm sleeping in his bed. It's a classic case of a woman scorn. She'll make that man wish he had never been born. About something. I just can't think of what it might be.
This next song, Matt, is the first song that popped into my mind when the theme came up for today. Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood is, to me, the quintessential 90s, early 2000s revenge woman power song. I will never forget all the girls in my high school walking down the hallway, bobbing their head to this. I took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights. It was terrifying because your truck's all you had then. You didn't have nothing else. Carrie Underwood was the queen back then, still is. And this was a song that was, I mean, it's trashy, but it's really empowering.
Yeah, it's like this great anthem song. I have similar memories from the same period of time. I mean, it's like a catchy tune. I love songs that really have that catchy, updated sound, but also that whole, you know, revenge over a cheater is such a theme that we see throughout all of country music. And I just really love seeing it here. And I just think it has that, what is it, late 90s, early 2000s. I forget exactly when it came out, but it just has that like early 2000s country sound as well.
I always thought it would have been great to hear maybe Toby Keith or someone like that with a good sense of humor do a response to this. and be like, yeah, that truck was old anyway. It was worth it.
If there was a singer to do it, it probably would have been Toby Keith.
For sure.
All right. Well, here's Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
Probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a glue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Coming up, we have songs by Dolly Parton, Martina McBride, and Jody Messina. Stick around.
WIRI Nacoosa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM. Wisconsin Rapids.
Quit hunting with my daddy, guess I didn't make the time. And it's been a year since I seen a deer at a smallmouth on the line. The other day I hooked a monster, and as I reeled him in, I thought, man, it feels good to be country again. Country again. rifle, tucked my boots in the back of the closet. It didn't feel like me no more. But I dug them out and slept them on. They've been on my feet since then. Man, it feels good to be country again. Sunsets with my wife for hours on my phone, and even when I was right beside her, I still wasn't really home. But last night we built a fire, watched the moonlight kiss her skin. Thought, man, it feels good to be country again. Man, it feels good to be country. I saw the light, I found my way home. Thank you, Lord, amen. Man, it feels good to be country.
Hi, this is Tanya Tucker.
105.5 FM.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? Daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days they called her Delta Dawn, one you ever laid eyes on. Then a man of low degree stood by her side, promised her he'd take her for his bride. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? Take you to his mansion in the sky. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
Central Wisconsin wide. Country legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
I could be holding you tonight. could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down won't square the deal. At least you know the way I feel. Hey, take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Hey, listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't no woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'd just stay here and drink. Yes, sir.
This is Alan Jackson.
105.5 FM.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool.
take a while, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Travel anywhere you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. And if you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, oh, for you.
It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge in country music. We are listening to songs in country music all about revenge. Drew, like we say every week, it's not an episode of the Forgotten Country Radio Show without Dolly Parton. The next song we're playing is by Dolly. This is one of those songs that like I hadn't heard in a while. Went back and listened to it and realized, oh man, this is really dark.
Yeah, Dolly's great at that though. And that her angelic bird-like voice is great at hiding some of those darker themes. And just so everyone knows, as a citizen of the Kingdom of Appalachia, I am required by law to play one song by our queen, which is why she always makes it into the show, because I don't want to get exiled from my homeland of East Tennessee. But Evening Shade, I mean, it's great. And throwing shade, you know, that's a term the kids use now, throwing shade on somebody. It's wild how much of that you kind of go back and look at some of the way the old folk talk and you're like, oh, that's not new slang. It's repurposed slang.
Yeah. And you know, this on this section of the show, we're going to talk about a few songs that involve burning down the house. And this is one of them. And I didn't really know for this one, just like the next song that we're going to play next, I didn't really listen to the lyrics and you kind of listen in, you're like, man, there's a lot of stuff going on here. It's one of those songs that almost an entire movie or epic story in just a 3 to 5 minute song. Well, here's Evening Shade by Dolly Parton.
My chain of thought was broken by a sudden burst of laughter. Something badly needed to lighten up the chores. Seemed scrub the floors. Now Mrs. Bailey was the meanest matron at the home. She believed in lots of work with little play. And we laughed till we bent double, though we knew we'd get in trouble. The trouble's all we had at Evening Shade. Now Evening Shade was where they claimed teach you understanding, teach you love and keep you off the streets. And all the kids that live there are said to be a problem, a juvenile delinquent, so to speak. But understanding isn't learned from punishment and anger. An iron hand has no gentle touch. Love ain't learned from hate. The reason we were there is 'cause we had plans were that Joe Johnson would steal the kerosene, and I would get some matches when nobody seen. Becky Adams would make sure the kids were all outside. Billy Watson would look out for the evil eye. Now Mrs. Bailey took a nap at 3 o'clock each day. We knew that she'd be asleepin' as the plans got underway. Now that it's all over and the sun is going down, but there's no evening shade because we burned it to the ground. Evening shade was burning just like the hell it was.
Well, from songs that are a little dark to a song that's a little darker. Martina McBride's masterpiece, in my opinion, Independence Day, is one of those songs, Matt, where the tune and the way the melody flows kind of tricks you, if you're not listening really closely, into thinking that this is a more positive song. I can remember belting this at the top of my lungs when I was 9 years old because the chorus is actually very hopeful if you leave it by itself. But when you place it inside these verses, here is another example of a woman burning down a house. This time, it's revenge, but we've also got a lot of trigger warning domestic violence situations going on. And in my opinion, there's a little bit left up for interpretation, but I think the woman set the house on fire with herself inside it, as well as her man. And that is dark. I can't believe they was playing that on CMT in the 90s when I was 9 years old, running around in my underwear screaming it.
Yeah. And I think about all of the 4th of July celebrations where they're playing all the patriotic music and they play this song. It's just like,
yeah, just know, some papaw out there playing Toby Keith, playing Lee Greenwood, throws on Martina McBride. And then he don't even know his own woman just sitting there fuming, looking at him. Why are you playing that in front of our son?
Yeah, it's like Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. I mean, when you actually listen to that, it was like an anti-Vietnam War song. They play that at patriotic celebrations. I mean, I guess maybe that's a different take on it. But I think sometimes the people just listen to the chorus and the jingle and they miss the whole point of the song.
That's the trick, man. I love it.
All right. Well, here is Independence Day by Martina McBride.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always
Our next song is Lesson in Leaving by Joe D. Messina. I don't think Joe D. was the first person to record this song, but she made it a hit when I was little. And this is a song, Matt, where the revenge is more, it's like a karma thing, which, you know, I can't believe country music's got some thoughts on karma, but it does. This is really about how the universe will get its revenge on you because of the way you are. You've been nasty to me, and I'm not going to get my personal revenge. You're going to get what's coming to you. And that's kind of a positive outlook. It's a little bit more zen than, you know, cutting the leather in his truck.
Well, I'm not going to lie. When I was looking up songs for today's show, I actually started with the theme karma. And I thought, oh, there's going to be a lot of really great country songs out there about karma. This was one of them. And then I started looking at those songs and I was like, it's a lot more fun if we call it revenge. So I called it revenge. But I do think, yeah, this is another one. You kind of have that karma, you know, the universe coming at you. And I think that we've seen that in a couple different shows, right? But just depending on the different themes that we're talking about. I think, you know, kind of singing about the world coming at you, this, you know, kind of this, it is what it is, but, you know, maybe I'm just not going to let it be. I really like that part of country music.
Well, it goes back to that sense of justice thing that I think is a positive. And then if you start taking personal revenge, a lot of people say you get in trouble. That's where you maybe act a little trashy or get arrested for a misdemeanor. And this song, I like including it because it's saying, you know, I'll get my revenge by just watching you mess up your own life.
Absolutely. Well, here is Lesson in Leaving by Joe D. Messina.
Fire burning and no way to put it out. Baby,
Up next, we're going to hear from Casey Musgraves, Jason Isbell, and the Drive-By Truckers. Stick around.
Country Legends 24/7 with George Jones.
Like the first time I went on the Grand Ole Opry, I was so thrilled to get that chance. And they told me I couldn't play my guitar. You wasn't supposed to play unless you belonged to the union, you know. And I said, I can't do nothing with my hands. I'm a nervous wreck already. And George Morgan and little Jimmy Dickens was standing there talking with me, trying to get me calmed down. And I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've always wanted to be on the opera. I just can't go out there without a guitar. Well, one or the other threw a guitar around my neck and says, we'll take responsibility.
I'm so glad to have you back within these arms of mine. I can finally close my eyes and get some rest. Never once did I think of finding someone new, 'cause there's nothing better once you've had the best. You're the very thing they sang about in love song, and one mistake don't mean you failed the test. And as you lay beside me softly sleeping, this I know.
Hey, this is John Schneider. More country legends are on the way.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, a breezy northwest wind, and highs in the mid-30s for your Sunday afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight and upper teens. On Monday, plentiful cloud cover across the area. Our winds turning to the south and highs in the lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Weather and the clock. If your conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot, if you need to pour your heart out and try to rectify some situation that you're facing, contact your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Sam dips in your pocket for most things you don't mind, but when your dollar goes to all of those standing in a welfare line, well,
a hard hat, gun rack, aching back, overtaxed flag waving, fun loving crowd. Their heart is in the music, and they love to play it aloud. There's no forms or no applications, there's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Chapter has a 7-day-a-week available consultation for your frustration. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. We represent the mud flap, six-pack, bear crack, overtaxed flag waving, fun-loving crowd, where their heart is in music, and they love to play it loud. There's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Go join your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Do not delay.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 FM.
Let's go out in a blaze of glory. All good things must end. Like two heroes in a story. Let's go out like we came in a blaze of glory.
Here we are, broken hearted. We thought our love would never end. We fell hard when we got started. We're falling out like we fell.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WIRI 105.5 WisCountry.
CBS News Brief. Police in Burnsville, Minnesota confirmed two police officers and a paramedic have been killed in a shooting. WCCO TV reporter Susan Elizabeth Littlefield.
There was actually a Burnsville paramedic ambulance parked here. There were two of them in a row, and there was a literal surrounding of it by other police cruisers. It was sort of a physical show of support.
In Houston, Texas, Pastor Joel Osteen resumed services at his megachurch a week after a shooting there.
Our God is still on the throne. Our God is still in control. I love that. You know, no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. So God's got us covered.
And heavy rain is moving into parts of California where flooding is a big concern. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard is tracking
it. Wind advisories out for a lot of California. And then kind of embedded within that, we've got some high wind warnings focused across portions of the coastal areas of Southern California.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, a breezy northwest wind, and highs in the